Salutations. And now it's actually recording.
Good.
I feel like we just did this like 5 seconds ago.
Me too. Deja vu.
Yep. Jamie and I are back. Anton's not here because he's a sleepy little girl.
It happens.
And yeah, that's because he's stupid and he just stayed up all night playing video games.
How dare he?
How dare he? I went to bed at like 3 at least.
I don't know what time I went to bed. Probably around the same time.
Maybe. So eventually we'll have all 3 fucking hosts on, just not yet.
Yeah, someday. Do we even have like 3
Yeah,
mics?
I've got a third microphone. Okay. Plumber gave me a third one.
Okay.
I would need another aux in cord, but no, we could do it. It's
right.
Just, you know, we also need 3 people.
Good. I was hoping that we had one so we wouldn't have to share the mic.
Yeah.
Like, I just imagine like,
hey.
Because I don't talk as much as Anton, like when there are 3 people, so I would just be stealing it from him anytime I had to talk. Like, I have things to say now. It's my turn.
And you have to switch back and forth between which me or his mic, who's you're stealing. So
yeah.
It switches off who can discuss with you.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to Anton. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a third mic, and I know you said you have a couple people that would be interested.
Oh, yeah. Krista wants to be on. She's really big into comic books and...
Too bad she likes DC, the wrong kind
yeah,
of comic
DC
books.
Yeah, DC in general, or mostly. But she wants to talk that, and you'd have a much better conversation with her about comic books than you would with me, because
yeah,
I
can
read,
discuss DC.
I read...
It'll be telling her how wrong she is.
Yeah, like,
time.
I've read the Civil War ones, even though I haven't read most of what's before. I know it's Marvel.
Okay.
I'm just saying comic books. I haven't read most of what comes before, so I just was like, oh, the Civil War, that's interesting, I'll read that. And now I'm reading The Wicked and the Vine and Wool, which is a book made into a comic now. I'm reading that, too. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's like future, and people are living in, like, missile silos, but they don't know that there's, like, an outside world. They think, like, it's all horrible outside.
So Fallout.
So they don't leave. Yeah, I guess, except for not really.
Is it really not destroyed outside?
It is, but
well,
they think they're the only. They think they're the only silo, and if you get punished, like if you commit a crime like bad enough, you get sent outside to clean the cameras, because the cameras show them the outside world.
And they get dirty.
Yeah, and they get dirty. So somebody every couple of years, somebody commits a murder, and they're like, "All right, you got to go out and clean this." But the thing is, in their suits that they have to wear. Like, they have, instead of an actual visor, it overlays everything to make it look like it's beautiful outside, so that they actually clean the things, and they're like, you know, it's beautiful, but then they're also engineered to just, like, the suit is engineered to fuck up. And...
Not let them come back in?
Yeah, they can't come back in, and they try to escape, but they can only get so far, because their suit just deteriorates.
I think I'd rather read the book.
Oh, it's good. I have it on Audible, so I can't really just
I
give you that.
I bet it's on Pirate Bay.
I bet it is, but it's a good book. In the comic book, I just want to see like how they do it, you know, because it said there's only going to be like 6 issues, but it's a pretty big book.
Well, I mean, each of the Dark Tower books put in the comic book is like 6.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're really good into it too.
Yeah.
Another good comic I wanted to let you borrow, as I bring this up all the time, is Sex Criminals.
Yeah, I've been wanting to read that. I think I saw one.
Which is not about pedophiles and rapists, but more about people that actually... Unfortunately, that'd be a good comic.
Yeah.
But actually about people that commit crimes after sex.
Yeah. See, I think... Is there another comic that's just called Sex? Because I think I've seen that.
I think there probably is.
I'm sure there is.
Because
I almost bought that because I thought that was what you were talking about, and I'm glad I didn't, because who knows what that's about.
That could have been
that
very
one's about pedophiles.
That one is about pedophiles
yeah.
and rapists.
Yeah.
And clown rapists.
Yeah.
Not people that rape clowns, but clowns that are rapists.
Yeah.
It's Mark's favorite.
Yeah. Man. Oh, in The Wicked and the Divine is one that I'm reading, too, and that's just interesting.
Yeah, so she can come on and talk about comics, then.
Yeah.
Since I
you
really
could,
only read
you know what,
a
though?
Few.
You gotta tell her how much you hate Aquaman.
No, see, I actually love Aquaman. I hate Superman.
Okay, that's fine. But tell her you hate Aquaman, even though she listens
she
to this
Aquaman?
And she knows. She knows I'm telling you to do this. But
does she like Aquaman?
Yeah.
Who did I see as playing Aquaman that made me really excited? I don't know.
Somebody's playing Aquaman?
In the Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess not the Justice League, whatever Batman versus Superman is.
Yeah. That's going to be the Justice League.
That's going to be the Justice League, and it's going to be terrible because DC doesn't know how to make movies, only
probably
TV shows.
Matt Damon, since Ben Affleck is Batman.
Oh, no, Matt Damon needs to be Robin.
Yeah. Or
Matt Damon.
But, how do you like them apples?
I think that Constantine premiered last night, and I really want to watch that. I didn't even know that was DC.
I heard about it, but I didn't watch it.
Nikki just went, I knew that, and I don't care. It seems too cool and dark of a character to be in fucking DC, for God's sakes.
True.
Was that?
Do you know who's playing him?
No, just some nobody. Who was that played him in the movie?
Keanu Reeves?
That's what I thought. Yes.
He's got a movie coming out, or it came out this week, I think. John Wick or something.
I know he's doing like a TV show on like Fox or something coming up, because I've been hearing him making fun of him on the radio about it. I mean, he's got the money. It doesn't matter if he does movies or not anymore.
True.
And they're fucking remaking Point Break, which is sad because that's my favorite Keanu Reeves movie.
I heard about that, and it's not like, I heard they're not even like a surf thing in there, which doesn't make any sense. That's
I bet they're
Point
not
Break
even going to kill a guy with a lawnmower, and that's going to be the worst sadness.
Keanu Reeves needs to be in there.
I love Keanu Reeves. I don't
Speed.
Give a fuck. Speed is so good.
I do.
But Keanu
love
Reeves
him.
Is another one of those like actors that everybody loves to hate that I love. Like, I'm a huge Nick Cage fan.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody loves giving shit to Nick Cage.
It's fantastic.
You know, you never hear, though? I'm one of those people that, like, musicians everybody makes fun of. Like, I just love Nickelback. But, like, they're such a good
nobody
deep
loves
and
Nickelback.
Yeah, nobody
Nickelback.
Says that.
I almost said Nippleback. That Nickelback. Band, I could get
I could get behind that band. I could get my mouth around that band. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad Nikki's not listening.
She's just shaking her head.
Boner farts, Nikki.
Boner farts. Oh, yeah. Jim said he was going to listen to this, but then he saw in the description, he's like, boner farts? He's like, I don't need to listen about boners and farts. I was like, it's not boners and farts.
It's
boner
farts.
I was
and
like,
wiener toots.
Your son plays that game. Like, he's listening to, he's shooting boner farts. All day.
In
and
the
wiener
face.
Toots.
Yeah, he's shooting both of them.
I was like, look at what your son's playing. No.
You need to start leaving just like random little cards with the fucking podcast website around
we
the
do.
School.
I should have told this guy I need to talk to him. He noticed my bag of holding. He's like, whose is that? I was like, it's mine. And he talks about
did you both talk just like that?
Yeah, we did. Actually, I do talk like that. When someone notices something. When I'm wearing my...
That's why Jamie doesn't make new friends, because they just kind of back
me,
away
I make,
slowly.
I make all sorts of new friends, especially
yes, but
when
you're
I'm
making the friends that don't run away when you talk in that voice, and that's the bad thing.
Like, the guy I met at Taco Bell. Because of my hoodie. Like,
with the
I
scary whole name.
Yeah, Charles Boda. Shout out.
Bring back the enchilada sauce.
Yeah, I need that. But speaking of movies, we're going to be extras in a movie.
Yes, we are.
I hope I ruined that
I don't
movie.
Know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called. I know the first name of the guy that writes and stars in it.
And directs.
Directs.
Well,
yeah.
I'm doing directs with quotes because he didn't really direct much.
Yeah. It was all very,
very
disorganized.
Yes.
And, like, I mean, there were a lot of extras there, but...
They'd literally be like, okay, you need to do this, and then just expect us to know what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, like...
You're supposed to direct us. That is literally what a director is.
Yeah, you watch and make sure we're doing it the right way. Like, when the one scene, this kid, we're at, like, a concert, and...
Nightclub
concert thing, and this guy's supposed to push this girl out of the way, and the girl's the main focus. You know, she's the main character, and he pushes her out of the way... Like, the wrong way twice, and then he starts making...
And he pushes the shit out of her,
oh,
too.
God,
that girl
yeah.
got so beat up
oh,
that night.
I felt bad. I feel like she was the only one, I think, that was really hired to be part of the cast.
Yeah.
The rest, like,
and
know
they were
each
just
other.
Like, hey, if we have to give her money, let's just beat the fuck out
yeah,
of this girl.
Yeah, let's just... We have mats because we used them earlier, but fuck it. We're not going to put it on the ground.
Let her sit in heels and really tight pants, and we're just going to push her and hope she loses balance.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best part.
Maybe she'll break her nose and Janine won't have to do the makeup.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Or, like, when the demon grabbed her by the neck and was supposed to push her up against that wall, and, like, her head was, like, clunk, and we all went, ooh, and she
yeah.
goes, oh. Like, I was looking right at her face when that mm-hmm. happened, and I was like, yeah, that actually hurt.
Yeah.
Thank God we have directors.
Yeah.
Who seemed really good when it came to choreographing his own part,
oh,
but
yeah.
as soon as it had to do with beating the fuck out of somebody else, he just stopped caring immediately.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
But I like. I hope they keep the scene where I just steal
a case of beer
and then run through the scene twice. I was like, you know, it's one thing when there's a bunch of chaos, you're not going to really notice somebody doing that twice like we were. But you're going to notice somebody carrying the case of beer run out of frame and then come back right through frame.
It's not over here.
Like, oh, shit, I need this beer. I wanted to carry that beer the rest of the night and just, like, every scene that I'm in. Just
my phone got a good close. My hand got a good close-up of holding that guy's phone. They videotaped me videotaping a fight. That was pretty
interesting. But the fight wasn't going on when they were behind you, was it? Are they going to superimpose that or something?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a fucking
They just have a scene of you filming a concrete floor. Like, that's what's going to be in the movie. I feel like that's actually what's going to happen is they're going to forget to do that. And then I want to see this movie when it comes out.
We have to figure out what it's called.
All I know is that it has a demon in it and I'm running around with beer and Eddie's filming a thing.
That one kid fell and like fucking busted his.
Oh yeah, he was like, "Oh, I'm going to fall in this one." And then he hurt himself. Good job. That whole place should have just been padded.
The only good thing about that is we had 6 hours to sit there and talk about our own movie ideas and how it's not going to be a mess to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goddamn.
We will not have four people trying to direct and tell people different things. And
it was just a fucking mess. And then it was in the middle of the ghetto. So, you know, that was a fun little adventure drive.
But nobody died.
Yeah. Nobody stepped on a dirty needle at all.
I wanted to go into that building that was all that was left was like a tower, but it was there was a lot of rubble around there, so I felt like I'd probably hurt myself
or, you know, trip and fall on a dirty needle.
Yeah, a body full of dirty needles. Oh my god,
poking outwards, weirdly enough.
But I wanted to go to the basement because they have boxing in that building. Did you see? Like that door downstairs.
I don't know what they don't have in that shitty empty warehouse.
Someone, like, there was an art thing going on. There was a wedding.
Yeah, there was
planned.
A guy talking about his
wedding.
Like
a bar. And there's two bars in that building.
Yeah, you literally open a door and it's a go up, go down, and it's just nothing but a whole bunch of big empty warehouse rooms that look kind of like they should be on the set of pornos. Like every single room in there was like Orgy Fest number 72.
That door even said nude beaches. I went back there. There were
no nude beaches.
It
was more like a boiler room. It was
there was a lot of equipment, and none of it was attached to a person.
Yeah. Or it looked like it had just been taken off a person. Yeah, that was a mess. But, you know, we got to discuss future projects for Weeby Nerds and stupid ideas, and Donnie getting to use his hermaphrodite status as...
Yeah.
For the power of good.
Yes. Super kegels and beating people with purses.
I love getting bored when our phones are dead.
Yeah. That's why I always carry a notebook, too.
You feel like a little kid again because you're like, I have to use my imagination.
Yeah.
Weird shit, just instantly. Actually, I think the first person we thought of was the girl with a thong on her face.
Yeah. The undergirl or whatever. That's my favorite. Just because the action sequence, I imagine.
By the way, it's
going to
be a superhero small TV series that we're putting on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just so we're not talking about random.
Yeah.
Just because. I mean, we are.
Or my weapon as the feminist is a slingshot where the sling is a bra and the handle part is the reproductive system. Do I shoot the tampons out of that, too? Like,
oh, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
You just show up and right the wrongs that is
all the misogynists and just, oh, no, I've got put in the friend zone. And then I just punch them in the face with a...
Inform them that is an imaginary place.
Yeah. Unicorns live there. That's just... I had a friend who was from Lithuania, and I would tell him that wasn't a real place all the time. I'm like, that's not real. You're not from there. He's
even
like, no, I speak it.
Name.
And I was like, oh, you made up a language? That's okay.
People speak Dothraki. It doesn't mean they're
a
real race.
It doesn't mean it's a real place. Yeah. Westeros isn't real.
People speak Jewish, but I mean... Lithuania just even sounds like a fake place.
Yeah. I just love fucking with that guy. Because he would get so mad. Like, he thought I was for real, just... thinking that it wasn't a real place.
He did not think that you were just trolling him. Just sort of
I think he even
understand.
Like showed me on a map or something, and I was like, no.
Where'd
that's
you draw
else.
This map at?
Yeah.
Did you make this in
really
paint?
It's really fancy.
I didn't know MS Paint got this good.
Yeah. Mountain ranges and everything? Shit.
It's in this place called Europe. Europe.
Europe? I don't know. That, that place sounds shady big to me. Too. German? Yeah. Germany?
Germany is not a real place. Oh, fuck you, Europe. How about that?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll still come save you during World War III. I love Nikki. She looks up, will like shake her head at us, and just go right back to her phone like every 5 minutes.
Next time we do a like when we start doing the video cast, we shouldn't even film ourselves.
It's
we
just
should
like
just
Nikki
have
looking
the camera
sad
pointing
at us
at
and
Nikki,
just shaking her head and going back to her phone.
This
Nikki just rolling her eyes.
I
for like
left
30
my
minutes.
House for this.
Yeah.
Why?
I left my home state for this.
Yeah.
Boner farts.
Boner farts.
Oh, man. I don't know how much more shit we have to... Oh, fucking Age of Ultron.
Ultron,
I almost fucking
yeah.
forgot that. Like, if you haven't seen it yet, take off your pants and go watch it, because
yeah.
your pants are going to be ruined anyway.
Yeah, and you don't need the distraction of taking off your pants while you're watching it.
While you're watching it, because so. You guys have to... I almost killed Brandon, because when I first find out that it happened, I'm watching it, and he calls like a minute in. I was like, I can't talk to you right now. Beep. Going back.
Yeah. You know what I love about action trailers anyway is, like, you don't know what the fuck is happening.
Oh, yeah, they're, like running through a forest and shit, and there's, like, police shooting, and it looks like they're shooting at civilians, and I'm like, I don't know what's going down.
Yeah, if you don't know, you know, any of the story, like, it's just explosions. I don't know.
Well, and especially with action movies, because it's, like, half those shots could not even be in the movie. It could just be they shot it and then just left it out and put in something
like,
else.
Captain America's shield.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
like ripped in half.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what the fuck is happening in that trailer except the Hulkbuster armor.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, spoilers, Hulkbuster armor.
Well, if you haven't seen it yet, by the time you listen to this,
you'll
probably
have
seen it.
Definitely see it. Especially since I forget to put these up until you text me like 5 days later.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I should upload that shit.
Oh shit.
Oh, God, fucking Age of Ultron. It's still, unfortunately, like, May. That is just way too far away. But that new Hobbit movie is coming out, so that's going to keep me a little busy.
I haven't seen any of the Hobbit movies.
What?
I don't know. I just haven't.
Oh, fuck me. They are so good. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
The first, like, 30 minutes of the first one is the best, because it's just a bunch of dwarves singing and cleaning dishes. Like, that should make you want to watch this movie.
It does. I didn't know that. Now I really have to watch that movie. It's just, I have so many things that I'm like, I should watch that. And then I just don't. Because, one, if it's a TV show, unless it's on Netflix, I usually don't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't even have TV, so unless
I
can
pirate it. I have to go downstairs and record it, and then I'll record over, like, Dancing with the Stars or something horrible, and I don't know. I don't touch the DVR, because I feel like I will delete something important if I do. Like, we tape the games. We tape the hockey games and The Walking Dead now. And whenever it comes out, we'll be taping Game of Thrones. And I'm just like, I don't want to touch it. I'll ruin something. I just make Nikki or Laura do it.
You'll make somebody hate you somewhere.
Yeah. I'll delete, like, the neighbor shows. I don't know. Somehow I'll get into their TV. Oh, God, that reminds me. I one time accidentally linked my phone up to our TV while we were watching something. And, like, just a horrible picture came up. That I had on my phone. And I was like, did this connect to every TV? I don't know what happened, but I guess it was a Samsung thing. But it was a picture of the strap-on that Baker got me for Christmas years ago that I just had on my phone. I was like, oh, what's this button do? Bing! And then the show stops.
Hey, it's on your TV
and it's
now.
On your TV. Yeah.
Delete, delete, delete!
Yeah. I hope the neighbors don't have Samsung.
That's what's nice about having a Sony TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time I just click the Sony button on my PS4, it turns on the TV, puts it to the right input if it was on the wrong input and everything.
Bogus.
It's like, hey, you have a master device. This
my
is, we're
TV
going right
is
to that.
LG, I think, upstairs, so it does nothing.
Well, and I've also noticed, because I also have a smart TV, which I've never used those functions. Like, I've never
what
used the internet
even
on it.
Mean?
It's got, like, built-in Wi-Fi in it, so you can, like, use the internet and shit with it.
That just seems excessive.
Like, I can get Netflix on that TV without anything being hooked up to it. So, smart TV.
That's pretty good.
It's kind of handy. I just like it's a big TV. But it also has the fact that, like, if I have a PS3 and, like, say, a Blu-ray player and something else plugged into it, mm-hmm. it'll automatically go to whatever input that I turned it on, which is kind of handy. And it has individual, like, volumes for each input. So it's like if my laptop on input one is usually kind of low, so I have it up to, like, 70 yeah. volume, it won't be 70 when I transfer over to my PS3, which is super loud, so it's always on 20. And it's like, no, oh, it's so smart. I get it.
I love technology. I like to... I buy way too many things that I don't need to because I'm like, oh, gadgets.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah. I need a new thing.
Like a chindo.
Yeah. Steve Jackson chindos.
We need to get t-shirts and just say that.
And send them to Steve Jackman.
We made these for you.
Yeah. You won't understand, but that's fine.
But I guess speaking of Steve Jackson.
Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Table. Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Do it on the table.
All right. Gotta love that bumper. It's always Jamie's favorite. And Brandon's great making porno music skills. Nikki's turned on over there. Look at her. She's just joking a kitty. The kitty likes it. Yeah. Anyway, Jamie is here to talk about some fiasco because last week they played after the podcast and I almost did. And then I was like, I don't give a fuck.
You should have. I ended up trying to rob a bank with a raging heart on. It was great.
That just seems like something that would happen anyway, though.
Yeah, after popping a bunch of Viagra. But anyway, some backstory on how that happened.
Well, explain what...
That's what I was going to do.
Because I have watched videos of people playing, and I still don't understand most of it.
Okay, so there are different play sets, and they basically give you a different setting, different relationships that you can have with the people that are playing, different needs. Like, if you've ever seen a movie... ones they use a lot are like the Coen Brothers movies where there's like this grand plan that just goes to shit halfway through. And so there's always this big need. Like, a lot of it is like to get even, you know, to get revenge, to get respect, to get laid, you know, you just have this need. And, but first you have four dice per person, that you roll all of them in the middle and then, you take the booklet or the playset and say, first of all, you have to establish a relationship with each person you're sitting next to. So I would have to establish a relationship with you, Eddie, and say there's a six on there, and six in the book is friendship, and that's just the broad subject, and then there's six more under that. So I would say, okay, we're friends. And when it gets to you, you can take, you know, whatever number you want, if as long as it's there, and say... Okay, we've
either expand upon ours or create a new one with somebody else.
Yeah,
right?
You could either create one, you could finish ours, or you could create one with the person sitting on your other side. Because it's three to five players is the best, I think.
And you're all like connected.
Yeah,
to
you're all connected to the person
right
next to you. Yeah, you don't even have to know the person across from you, but usually you do. Like, you can even have scenes with them. It's just, you know, you got to have those relationships to kind of put the story together. And when we started this one, our setting was a small southern town, and we didn't really have...
Was there just a small town girl?
We can make it.
In a lonely world?
No. There were two hoodlums that thought Klan outfits.
That doesn't seem like as good of a Journey song.
Yeah. There were these two hoodlums, and one couldn't even spell his own name, and the other one took a shit ton of Viagra. Thinking it was like actual drugs.
Well, I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
I feel like a shit ton of Viagra might kill you.
It did. I died at the end of this.
Okay.
I might Google that. I had an erection for like 20 hours. And I was furiously masturbating for most of my scenes. Like, anyway.
If erection lasts for more than 4 hours, call more chicks.
Yeah. So the one thing you want to do is you have to have those relationships and at least one need and like an object and a location to just kind of center your story. And anytime we've played, we haven't really known until we start getting the relationships and needs down, like, where the game was going to go, like, what was going to happen. Because after you roll that and you choose, you know, your relationship with somebody and your need, and not everyone has to have a need, and you could just make up a need and not know who it goes to, you know, until you really start talking. Because as you're creating your characters and creating the scene, you also start like, oh my goodness, like this element, this could happen. Like, for instance, in Small Southern Town, one of the objects was Klan outfits, and we had already decided that we were going to rob a bank because Nikki had fired me from the bank. And I was like, oh my God, Klan outfits, we can use those to rob the bank in, and we'll find them, you know, during one of our scenes. And we were dumb, and we thought they were ghost outfits.
These are well made. We were just going to cut holes in sheets, but look, these are already
done. Yeah, we were digging around in the shed for weapons to use, and because we took a blunderbuss off the mantle. I don't know. It shot forks, and it was, like, automatic for some reason. I'm not really sure.
Huh?
That shot forks. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And, for instance, like, Donnie and I were hoodlums, and we'd been friends forever. Nikki was a former coworker with me, and Tyler was Donnie's godfather that had adopted him. Donnie's character by the name, by the way, was Harry Tubman. Harry Tubman, because he couldn't spell his name. And he was carving it in a bunch of everything, and he spelled it wrong all the time.
The ghost of lazy Harriet Tubman just didn't want to spell out her whole name.
Yeah, I called him Tubbs once in one of our scenes, and he started crying. Like, he's like, my weight's been a big issue. And Tyler was an employee at the bank, and their relationship was manipulator and, like, patsy, basically. So she heard about the plot from me, and she thought it was, you know,
Tubman Sr.
So she was going to let him take the fall. But to practice our sneaky robbing skills, I guess, we put on the Klan outfits, and we went and broke into Donnie's neighbor's house, which was an old black couple. And we were dumb kids, and, like, we start taking pills. Donnie ends up taking all their laxatives and drinking, like, prune juice and eating the figs. Like, he's basically shitting himself for the entire game after
he's
that.
He's a brown ghost.
Yeah, because this was the night before the robbery, so his, yeah, exactly, his outfit was just brown and gross, and there's just poop everywhere. And I
like
had this, like, shitty van that we would drive around in and smoke because we're cool.
That was a racist joke.
Yeah, without a windshield because I blew it out with the blunderbuss somehow with forks. I don't know. But that one went fantastically horrible because at the end, so you have all your dice in the pool, and as you're playing, you can either establish a scene, and that's me saying, okay, you know, me and Eddie were at this place, and we're going to act this out, and then you role play it out as your character. Or you can resolve a scene, which I'm like, you know what, I want to do a scene that ends horribly, so you guys make up a scene, and then I'll act it out with, you know, whoever is in the scene with me. And then you give away that dice. And then the tilt happens after everyone gets two turns, or like half the dice are gone. And you roll your dice that you collected, and whoever gets like the highest number, the two people with the highest number, they roll again to pick the tilt on like what happens. And that could be like one thing we used was somebody got a guilty conscience, and that was Donnie. He started feeling bad.
Basically, like twists.
Yeah, it's a twist that happens. Donnie started feeling bad about it. Another thing was pain and confusion, and that was my erection, that I was going to get hurt. Like, I was just in pain when we robbed this bank.
It took, like, hundreds of dollars.
Oh, God, yeah. So that's, like, two. Like, hundreds of dollars is two Viagra. No, but, so you roll to see, like, what kind of bad thing. There's all sorts of stuff. There's, like, mayhem. Like, a building catches fire. Like, you know, however you roll is, like, what you get. Although towards the end, we just started doing every die is wild, and we're like, I actually want this to happen, so that's what's going to happen. But then you do the aftermath, or the act two, and act two is you get two more scenes, and then this is where shit starts falling apart and starts, like, ending badly. And at the end, you have two different colored dice. There's black, well, the example they use in the book is black and white dice, but we don't have that. So we're like, we have a set of a dice that's the same color.
Between all of us, we've got to have 10 pounds worth of dice.
Oh, no. This is what happened is, like, Donnie had, like, a mix of dice, and I had a set of, like, 20 D6s. So we used those for the good ones, and then we're like, anything that isn't this is bad.
Any
so
chaos color.
Any random color is bad, which is when we start using stunt dice, which is, like, if you want to add zombies to any playset, you roll a stunt dice, too, and then, like, zombies appear if you roll a stunt dice. but we haven't done those yet. So that's when Act 2 is when things go horribly. And then once you're done with that, you roll again like you do for the tilt. And you subtract, you know, white from black. And then there's another table that tells you, like, what happens to your character afterwards, and I rolled and I got death. Like, usually it's just, usually it's something worse than death. Sometimes you can get something good, but usually it's just horrible. Like, I ended up dying because of my erection, but I was driving the getaway van. Yeah, I was
bled to death.
I was driving the Weeby Nerds, or god damn it, the getaway van. Fucking me up. and I hit Tyler
Jimmy, don't have
and
to
Donnie's
place
car
in the podcast.
I know. I hit Donnie and Tyler's car and killed Tyler because he also rolled to die. Donnie just got your scarred for life, so he sees his godfather that he finally like earned that guy's respect, you know? Because Tyler, like Gregory Tubman, was an asshole. He was picked on at the bank, so he just came home and took it out on poor Hari, like.
Yeah,
he just wanted to watch
Hari.
His soaps, damn it. So, he, you know, and this
Tyler
kid's
and
carving
stories.
His name and everything. I know. But I killed him, and she got away, Nikki, the bank person, who, she got away with the insurance money or something to that effect. Oh, yeah, she... She was taking the money from the vault while we just took the money from the from the tellers. So she made off with a lot more, but a janitor wanted a cut of the money. And we rolled to see if he was smart or stupid. Like, if he wanted, like, a high percentage. And he rolled, and he's like, I'll just take $1,000. It's like, sure, you can have that. It's like, okay.
Here's half of this stack right here.
Yeah, you're fine. So she made out better than all of us. Usually nobody wins this game, but at least... At least,
I'd say Jamie's been talking for 15 minutes and her mic's off.
Probably, I don't know.
No, that's why I was watching the thing.
Okay.
I'm like, we finally get Jamie to talk and her mic's off.
Yeah. So she made out good. And then we found another playset online.
This one I would have thought would be hilarious.
Oh, no.
To play.
This one would have been hilarious if I didn't feel so rapey. And let me tell you this. Okay, so this one's called Dysfunctions
and
Dragons.
I read Donnie in real life, so
yeah,
fine.
I know. But I don't.
He has both parts.
It's called Dysfunctions and Dragons, and one of the relationships is creepy old man that may or may not be a pedophile and oblivious kid. And on paper, you know, we were reading it, and we're like, that's fucking hilarious, let's do that. Except, I was the creepy old man, and Donnie was the oblivious kid, and he was a 15 or 16-year-old girl who loved lollipops. And she was...
Two at a time.
Stephanie hugs and kisses... No. Yes. Stephanie hugs and kisses Sinclair. Hugs and kisses was on his name card. It was great. And, like, he was Donnie and Tyler were boyfriend and girlfriend. The cutesy, just got together couple.
Musical couple.
Yeah. Nikki was Stephanie's ex-boyfriend, LaMangelo. Yes. LaMangelo. I don't remember. Oh, Eugene. Tyler was Eugene, and I was Melvin.
Which is a very creepy name.
Yeah. I was going to go with David, but
yeah, David,
it was already
going
to be horrible. So we're playing this out, and like we didn't even get to like the second round of scenes before we were like you could just see Tyler's face was just so uncomfortable the whole time. He was like, mm-mm. And his goal, his need was to break up with Stephanie, and my need was to get laid. One of the elements in the game, too, that we had picked out of I guess it was objects, because it was a distraction from gaming, and it was footsie under the table, but you don't know who it is. So I was going to be playing footsie with Stephanie Hugs and Kisses Sinclair, and she thinks it's Tyler. There was also an unsigned love letter that we didn't know who was going to send to who. Oh, and I worked in a porn shop, and they came in, and I'm, like, trying to be creepy, so they're like, oh, you got a lot of porn, and Tyler and Nikki are teenage boys, and Stephanie's just like... The kind of girl that, like, acts kind of slutty, but she's really not, you know, she hasn't really done that much. She just likes the attention she gets from, like, these guys. And I was like, you guys want to watch some porn together? I don't know. What would a creepy pedophile say in this situation? I really have
Let's
to.
Watch this, and you can point out everything you've
Thank
done.
Thank God I'm not, like, a method role-playing actor. No. So we just couldn't get through that one. I felt...
So that one sounds extremely fun, just to
no,
be creepy on Donnie.
No. But I did decide that Donnie always has to be a female teenager in anything we play now. Like, that's, yeah. No,
well, that's
he's
why
great.
Our first thought for him was underwear girl in the movie.
And yeah.
Then we thought,
and then we,
fuck it,
girl
Aphrodite.
Man.
Yeah,
Hermaphrodite. No, because he was just like,
I decided if I ever play, I'm going to be between you and Donnie.
Like, I wish that they could see this, because I'm going to demonstrate this for you now, what Donnie did about lollipops. It was basically lollipop bukkake. He's like, I love lollipops.
All in my mouth. But that's Donnie in real life. Yeah. Any food, like hot dogs. Just yum, 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 yum,
yum. Oh, man.
I feel like we have to record fiasco sessions.
Oh,
just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to do that sometime. But we can't do the creepy pedophile one. At least I can't be the creepy pedophile because I was
no,
so...
No, I definitely... We were discussing a Western one, but I'm a can-can girl!
Yes, yeah. There's a Western one, Boomtown.
I'll just be... What's her name from Million Ways to Die in the West? We can buy you that new belt because he wants anal.
Sarah Silverman's character? Yeah.
Dibs on can-can girl.
But I think my favorite is still the first game we played because... It was set in high school. Donnie and Sean and Mark were trying to ruin the prom.
And you put bombs in everything.
I put bombs in everything. And I was my girlfriend's creepy twin sister. And I wanted to be her.
Huh? Oh, I think of like a Jurassic Park one or something. It's like the kids and scientists and...
We can make our own playset. I don't think there's anything like that. We should do that.
I'm just going to have, like,
the
theme song on
repeat. Needs to get off this fucking island. Like, yeah. That would be one of the needs. And then everyone gets eaten by a dinosaur at the end.
Wants to get eaten by dinosaur. It can be Donnie.
Yeah. Come get
so
me,
he's
dinosaur.
So he's always fucking us over and, like, he's always fucking us over and, like, trying to get in the fences and shit.
Yes.
Like, no, Donnie!
Yes. We're powering them on, and he's powering them back off. Like, no, I got to get in here.
Or we could just do, like, an extreme version of us and our friends, but we have to play each other.
Yes. Nikki has to be Donnie. Is that her excited face?
Yeah, that was her horny face, I think.
I think you're right. Donnie is Donnie being Stephanie.
Yeah. I love lollipops.
Nah. And then you'd be like...
Well, you know those long, twisty ones?
Oh,
like
God,
this
yes.
Big, see? Oh.
They were the big round ones, yeah. I don't know why, but.
I don't know how you jerk your
He's
mouth
just
like that.
Them.
Oh, okay.
He's just like. This needs to be on video so
exactly.
They know what's happening.
Yes, it
right
does.
Now. It's just such a fun game, but, you know, if you're not really into, like, the role playing aspect of it, or at least making that kind of story, some of us like roleplay, but Nikki's good at, like, setting a scene, you know, because she's not that comfortable with the roleplaying part. But she's good at, like, okay, here's what's happening, and here's what's going down. So if you're not into that kind of thing, then it's not really a game for you. But
well, that's why it was weird playing with you guys in D&D, because it's like I've always been in groups where everybody loves roleplaying.
Yeah. Well, and I
can
do it,
do
but
some
they...
stuff, and
you
Mike
know,
and her would not
Mike and, yeah,
do much.
I would try.
I couldn't try do any because I'm the DM.
Yeah. You should. Well, yeah, that's right. Your character was a stupid barbarian that was there, and a bear sometimes.
I'm gonna ruin everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck up everything. That's what I tried to do, but you were like, "You guys are good," and I'm like, "I'm gonna feed these prisoners human meat." It's fine. It's
and the
not
book
an
of
evil
hell
act.
That no, that is specifically an evil act.
But I didn't
like,
know
pops
if,
you, like,
if Mike wasn't a druid or whatever he was and didn't know that was human meat, I could have gotten away with it because I didn't know it was human meat.
Yeah,
but then
at
he
that
was
point,
like, mm-mm, human.
Yeah,
I was
see,
like,
he
why would
knew
you fuck that up for me? I'm just trying to feed these prisoners. It's fine.
Human sandwiches. The evil
Where I'm
going to
kill you because you keep getting everything? That one? Yeah.
That's fine. Tyler's an evil paladin, I think.
He's a anti-paladin.
Yeah.
Anti-paladin. I think I'm
That's
a barbarian
really
or a fighter.
Paladin.
I don't
yeah.
remember. No, you're a ranger.
Yeah, she was a ranger. Because I think I went rogue because I was like, we need lockpick abilities.
Yeah, because I did choose barbarian.
Not the smartest things ever. Though I have seen a barbarian cross-class with sorcerer, so, and it was an orc. Which gets, like, -4 intelligence, like, right off the bat.
That's amazing.
We might save talking about Arkham Horror for next time.
After we actually play it?
Yeah. Because we haven't played since, like, fucking June. I think I checked my pictures on my phone. So, yeah, after all that fiasco, we be nerds and we be out.
Thank you.
Bye.